views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Good afternoon. Hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you are listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you joined us today. The weather is doing wacky things in the capital region of New York State, but we're going with it and going to make just have an amazing, amazing show today. Thank you all so much for sharing your brilliant energy with me. We're going to do some awesome things together with Spirit, and I'm so, so glad to have you along on this journey. So stay with me for the next hour as we open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with Spirit and to educate ourselves with divine energy. Each week, we'll cover great topics ranging from grief and spirit guides, mediumship, listening to your intuition, and so much more. And if you're wondering how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website at www.reflectiveharmony.com for more information about how to schedule a private reading with me over the phone or in person, or to read about any of my upcoming classes or workshops. And you can always follow along with today's show also on my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, to find out what's going on, our call-in numbers, and all sorts of good stuff. We have an absolutely fantastic show today, and I'm so excited to introduce you guys to my guest in just a few moments. But before we get into that, I wanted to remind you of a couple bits of information before we get into the really good stuff. As you know, we have had so many great, great callers that have been continuing to reach out to us during our shows. And I thank you for calling in. I thank you for your patience. And we are going to be open up those phone lines again today so that you can connect in with our lovely guest. And she has graciously offered to do some mini messages, some mini readings for you to connect in with some of your loved ones on the other side. So we are in for a fantastic treat. And you can reach us at 800-930-2819. And you can find that number also up on my Facebook page. And I'll be sure to announce it again a little bit later in the show. And we're just going to have a great time. And if you want to also, I always forget this part. If you want to listen to an archive of today's show, you can also check out that on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, as well as past shows that we've done as well. So I mentioned to you, we are in for a delightful treat today. On today's show, we have internationally known medium and clairvoyant, the Reverend B. Ann Gaiman. I feel like I'm kind of fangirling a little bit here, and I'm so very excited. I have been going out to a wonderful place that you've heard me talk about probably different times in the show called Lilydale, which is out near Fredonia, New York. And Lilydale is a gated spiritualist community, I believe one of the oldest in the nation, if not the oldest. And it's an amazing, amazing place with some of the most divine energy I've ever had the chance to sit in and be around. And Anne is also a registered medium there. And for years, I have strolled the streets of Lilydale during summers and seen Anne's house. And I've heard actually Anne do platform work and to speak in some of the lecture services, and have not only just been wowed from her as a person, but wowed with her mediumship. And she's definitely somebody, in my opinion, that I hold in high regard and just am, like I said, kind of fangirling about. So I'm really excited about today's show too. So let me tell you a little bit about Anne. Anne is recognized worldwide As a caring and gifted psychometrist, clairvoyant, and clairaudient, she has had an absolutely incredible journey of how she's gotten to the place where she is as a medium, and I can't wait to ask her about that. A life-changing near-death experience as a child has led Anne to develop the natural gifts that she has, including the ability to predict the future. She's listed as one of the top 100 psychics in the U.S. She's a spiritualist minister and has worked with law enforcement and top government agencies to help solve crimes and locate missing persons. Anne is a National Spiritualist Association of Churches National Spiritualist Teacher. She's also a certified medium, a commissioned healer, and an NSAC-appointed missionary. She has been written about in over 38 books. Can you believe that? Notably in Jess Stern's books, Adventures in the Psychic and Miracle Workers, and Harold Sherman's You Can Communicate with the Unseen World. And Anne was also featured in the 2010 HBO movie entitled No One Dies in Lilydale, and you need to check that out because it's absolutely fascinating. And her story has been told in the recently published biography, The Priest and the Medium by Suzanne Geisman, and one of our lucky callers today will be receiving a copy of that too. Anne, welcome to today's show. I'm so glad you're here.
Well, thank you for today.
I'm like thrilled to the gills, and I can't wait to jump into this with you. So, Anne, mm-hmm. I would love to hear about your journey of how you connected in with spirit and how that started with your mediumship. And I was wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about your near-death experience.
Sure. Well, I was raised in the Amish Mennonite community in northern Michigan, and at age 12, we moved to Florida, and so we were away from community, but very close to a spiritualist community called Casadega, Florida. And having made such a major move and change in my life, I became very depressed, and I don't like to even talk about this, but I did attempt suicide. It did turn out to be a very beautiful spiritual experience for me, and I don't want to glorify that because I don't want to suggest that that's the way to experience this. But I did have out-of-the-body experiences following that on a regular basis and really connected beautifully with my spirit guides and teachers and loved ones.
That's incredible. So how did your mediumship start? How did you take classes? Was it a natural progression? How did that begin to blossom for you?
Well, actually, I was aware of mediumship, although I didn't know the word mediumship or anything about psychic phenomena, but my spiritual experiences started as a very small child. I remember always hearing voices and having visions and a gift of healing. It was something that was very natural to me from a very early age. My parents, who were very, very religious people, always encouraged me or supported. They didn't push it in any way, but they, when things happened, they always looked for something in the Bible that was like that so that it was okay. They were very Christian. And so they would find something that supported my experiences. So I'm grateful for that. And although I've expanded my religious views to the world religions, not just not only Christianity, but to all world religions. But I'm grateful for that early beginning because my parents did support my experiences.
Absolutely. What a blessing, because I know a lot of people that I talk to who've had experiences as young children that are now adults are normally told, like, you know, to push it away, to stop. And so what a blessing that you know, even though you've expanded your kind of awareness that you know, they could give you sort of that support. What a blessing that is.
Well, they truly did. And my father was actually a very gifted healer. He didn't take credit for any of it, of course, as most evolved healers don't. But he really had a beautiful gift, and people came to him frequently for healing. So I had the wonderful opportunity of observing that. And Kelly, one thing that happened too that was very meaningful to me was when I was in high school, I worked in a geriatric nursing home. And what a blessing that was, because, and you will understand this, I was often given the opportunity to be with patients as they were going through the process that we call death, that process of making the transition from the physical world to the spiritual world. And so I learned so much from that as well. So that, too, was part of my life experience that I really value.
Oh, Anne, that's amazing. And I'm going to have you hold that thought for one moment. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We're going to take a quick break, but before we do, Anne, could you tell our guests if they wanted to find you on the web, how could they connect in with you for more information?
Oh, I think just my name, B. Ann Gehman, G-E-H-M-A-N, and also, I can give my phone number. I prefer phone calls to the internet. I don't even know how to turn on a computer.
Not a problem. And I'll post that number.
I have an assistant who does that for me. But my number here in Lilydale is 716-595-2019. That's 716-595-2019.
Fantastic. We'll be right back, everyone.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you're just tuning in and you have a moment, be sure to check out my latest posting on my Facebook page about today's show. You can check that out at facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB. And we'll have an archive of today's show up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, as well. We have been talking to the very wonderful Reverend B. Ann Gaiman, and I am just tickled and thrilled to have her on the show today. As I mentioned in the beginning of our show, we're going to be taking callers shortly, so please call in because our phone lines tend to get a little bit booked up. So call in. You can reach us at 800-930-2819. Ann has graciously offered to connect in with some of our callers for messages from Spirit, and we'll also be giving away one of her books today, The Priest and the Medium, to one of our lucky callers. So I can't wait to share that with you as well. So, Ann, we were chatting a moment ago during the break a little bit about, you know, Lilydale and where you've been spending your summer. So I'm curious, what drew you to Lilydale originally, and how long have you been working as a medium there?
Well, actually, I was invited there as a very young teenager. At that time, most of my mediumship was in trance, but I was invited here as a speaker, a trance speaker on the platform at the auditorium, the main part of the program in Lilydale when I was 15 years old. So I've been coming here ever since.
Oh, my goodness. Do you remember that being an overwhelming experience, or did you kind of just like surrender and Spirit did their thing?
Oh, I just surrendered to the Spirit and moved with it. I don't know as I was ever fearful about it, because trans mediumship to me at that time was so so comfortable and so easy. And so I'd just go to the platform and immediately was entranced, and my spirit guides would speak through me. So so that was the way I began. I'm still a trance medium and use it somewhat in our circles. I do not do any public work in trance.
It's interesting because I think that especially from a trance mediumship, you don't hear about a lot of mediums that do trance mediumship a lot anymore. A lot of what you see is kind of that direct, you know, communication.
Yes, and sensational.
Yes. And I was wondering, could you talk a little bit about the book, The Priest and the Medium, for us?
Yes, the author is Suzanne Giesman, who since then has become a well-known medium herself. But I met her through a reading, and she came to talk with me one day and proposed that she write a biography about me. And so I agreed. And then she met my husband, and she said, well, we're going to include him as well. So it's going to be The Priest and the Medium. And so she interviewed us over a period of about a month and wrote the book that is published by Hay House. And it's become a very well-known book, and people seem to just love it. And I've been very pleased with it as well, of course. And as you know, my husband has since passed away. He passed away, it'd be November, would be 2 years. And He was a former Jesuit priest and left the priesthood about 2 years before I met him, but remained Catholic but embraced spiritualism as well.
Wow.
And he was a professor at Georgetown University.
Now, so I'm like very fascinated by this. So, did any of your mediumship rub off on him? I have a couple clients actually that are Roman Catholic priests, and they're very, very intuitive, very mediumistic, have had amazing, amazing experiences, which I find is often comforting to hear to a lot of my clients who, you know, were raised Catholic that are sometimes on the fence about mediumship and whatnot. I kind of always share little snippets like that to them. Did any of your mediumship rub off on him?
Well, my husband, Dr. Wayne Knoll, was as a Jesuit, was very familiar with meditation and the types of things that we practice as psychics, as mediums. And he had a wonderful gift of healing. He was certainly very intuitive. He didn't consider himself a medium, but he really sensed the spiritual presence at times entities. He seemed to have felt a close connection with my mother in the spirit world.
Wow.
And he would often even bring me a message from her.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's incredible.
He was very gifted. He didn't consider himself a medium, but he was.
Now, Anne, you are also one of the founders of the Knoll Institute for Spiritual Studies in Washington, D.C., which you mentioned was named in honor of him. Can you talk a little bit about the Knoll Institute and what types of classes or workshops do you guys offer and what do you do there?
Yes, we will be offering classes on all spiritual matters, comparative religions, meditation, prayer, enhancing your spiritual gifts. It's not going to be associated with any particular religion, bringing the basic principles of all the world religions.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And there'll be a series of workshops and classes available to anyone who's interested in their further unfoldment.
Fantastic. And I'll put some information up on our Facebook page about the Knoll Institute for Spiritual Studies as well. That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
So, Anne, do you have a favorite way that you like to work with spirit where your mediumship is concerned?
Well, I see people by appointment, and I always start my day with my meditation and prayer. And then when I work with an individual, I also start with prayer. And then I just open up to the spirit or spirits clairvoyantly and clairsentently. And sometimes I have the clairaudience as well, where I'm actually hearing their voices. So it just begins to flow, and it's just a natural, normal thing for me. That I don't go through any, it just sort of happens. I just open myself and it happens.
Do you prefer sitting down with someone one-on-one or doing platform work? Do you have a favorite way that you like to work, to be that vessel?
Well, I love working from the platform, but I also enjoy the private readings. So I would say I enjoy both of them. And I just want to serve spirit however they want to work through me.
Absolutely.
And I just the flow of that.
Absolutely. So, mm-hmm. Anne, what advice or suggestions could you give to someone wanting to develop their mediumship? I know that I have a lot of students who I do some mediumship development work with that are listening in today's show. What advice or suggestions do you have?
Well, I think it's very important to have just a very open mind and open heart, to avoid becoming dogmatic about any particular way of doing it, but just let spirit guide you. As you enter into a meditative state, and that is a very relaxed body, your mind becoming very passive and finding that attunement with the infinite, which is a source of love and light, of wisdom and truth, and just allowing the flow of the thoughts and the energy through you, and then it just naturally unfolds.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, I know a lot of people focus on breath and other exercises, and I personally, you know, if that works for someone, that's fine. I personally feel that's unnecessary. I believe it's a mental and spiritual attunement with the source.
I feel like, you know, for me, it's always like keeping it simple. And that's always one of the pieces of advice that I give my students is keep it simple and be open.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that if you live and walk in the light of God and of spirit, and you're just ever open, but having specific times where you open yourself to receive from spirit is the important thing. Because, and learning to manage that so that you're not open constantly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's an important thing for students to learn.
I think it's an excitement of wanting to get in and wanting to do this, but also remembering to set boundaries.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a good way to state it, setting boundaries. And yes.
And are you ever working with children at all? Do you ever do any work with children that are opening their awareness up?
I haven't done any of that work recently, except with my own grandchildren. But I used to work with teenagers, particularly young teens, and teaching them meditation and prayer. And I haven't done that for some years now. But I love working with children when I have that opportunity. And I have a granddaughter who is very, very mediumistic. And
really?
So I enjoy working with her. Yes.
So do you think, and her parents are obviously very open and supportive to her developing all of this. Do you think did you ever see her doing platform work at Lilydale?
I believe that she will do that in a few years, absolutely. My daughter is a very gifted medium and healer. Her name is Rhonda, and she doesn't do anything publicly. She's a licensed social worker, in clinical work, and so she does use her mediumship often when she's counseling people. She sees their auras and is aware of their spirit people. And she may not present it as that, but she lets that sort of move into her work very often. And I think a lot of social workers do that, a lot of counselors.
Absolutely. And I'm going to have you hold that thought for a moment. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to be opening up our phone lines when we come back. You can reach us at 800-930-2819. I can't wait for you to connect in with our guest, the Reverend B. Ann Gaiman. Please give us a jingle. We'll be right back.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, for some tidbits about today's show. And you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for an archive of today's show and any of our previous shows we've done as well. We are talking to the very fantastic, the Reverend B. Ann Gaiman, and I am just thrilled to have her on. She's internationally known as a medium and clairvoyant, and we are just going to jump into these callers. We've got a ton of calls lined up, and I'm so, so excited to jump into this. So, Ann, it looks like our first caller is Lisa from Clifton Park, New York. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Lisa, meet Ann.
Hi,
hello,
Ann.
Lisa.
How are you?
Hello?
I'm calling today to see if I can connect with a loved one and possibly get some advice. We have another family member who's quite sick.
Mm-hmm. All right. Actually, I see several people very close to you in the spiritual realm. One is an elderly woman who's been gone for some time, but she's rather small in stature, rather round face. Her eyes are very bright, very beautiful, highly arched brows, very sweet smile. Her hair is drawn back, and it looks as though it's pinned up in sort of a twist or a bun to the back of her head. Would this be a great-grandmother or a grandmother? Do you know her?
Oh, this is my grandmother, yes.
Okay, well, she's very watchful over you and loves you so very much. And then I see a gentleman with you, too, he's not unusually tall, but maybe a little taller than average, rather slender in build. Late in life was a little bit bent over in his shoulders. I think he had a spinal discomfort, and he's a little bit bent over, and his knees are a little bent. And I know that he was not confined to a chair, but I think he spent most of his time in a chair. He was not immobile, but still, because of the discomfort, sat most of the time. He has a very interesting face, a rather prominent nose, very high cheekbones, a little bit in that cheek area, and then a strong jawline. And his hair is somewhat receding, but full on the sides. And would this be a grandfather? Do you know him?
I didn't really know many of my grandfathers. They were all kind of passed before I was
okay.
old enough
right.
to remember them.
And he tells me that there's a walking stick or a cane that belonged to him that still is in the family. Somebody has it. Do you know?
Okay, I'll have to ask around.
Okay. And would you also know the name of Margaret or Marguerite?
Margaret.
In the spirit
not
world.
Off the top
not
of
here,
my head.
But in the world. All right. And you have a lot of beautiful people around you, Lisa. And now your question is, just a moment. Would you know the name of William? Who is that to you?
William.
I don't think he was called Bill.
I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay, maybe you can ask about these names that I'm giving you and see if you can know who they are, but I know they're in the family tie. Now, the person who is, just a moment. Just give me the first name of the person you're concerned about who's been ill.
Casey,
all right. I feel a little difficulty in breathing. Would you understand?
Possibly.
It just feels as if, and I know that's not the main problem or main concern, but I just feel like there's a little difficulty in breathing, some congestion through the chest area. And I also feel something, now I have to be careful because we can't diagnose or prescribe or anything. I'm just telling you what my psychic sense shows me. And it feels as if there's something with the kidneys, the bladder, and I feel some water retention. Would you understand that?
Possibly. He's going through quite a health scare right now.
Okay. Well, I feel that he's going to be starting on some new medications.
And it feels as if there's going to be a time of improvement and just really a betterment of conditions. And I feel that one thing that would help him a great deal is to feel a sense of reassurance from those around him, because he's picking up that he's fearful, but so are others around him. And I think that the mental attitude there is contributing a bit to his problems, okay?
I understand that.
So I would want to create a more harmonious, loving, supportive feeling for him.
Okay, great.
Pardon?
That sounds
Hello?
Great. I understand that.
Okay. And I also feel that there's something about his feet are uncomfortable. I don't know. I just feel a need to sort of adjust the things around his feet in some way. And again, I know that's not a main area of concern, but I feel the discomfort there. I
okay.
feel there's going to be some new medication that's going to be very helpful to him. And I see
okay.
him improving. And then may I ask how old he is?
He's 23,
okay. You know, there's something here that I feel he contributed to this himself. Would you understand that?
Yes, maybe, yes.
And I feel because of his youthfulness, you know, there's a lot of life there yet. And I really feel that if there can be a renewed attitude and spiritual environment, and I want to say even a playfulness even, where there can even be a little laughter, I just feel that could contribute somewhat to a betterment of conditions for him physically.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, thank you so much.
I believe this month of September, about halfway through September, is going to show a very significant turning point. And then I love the month of October. It's very positive and very good.
That's good to hear.
Okay.
Lisa, thank you so much.
Lisa, may I just say another thing to Lisa quickly?
Thank you.
I hear your voice again?
Yes, this is my voice.
Lisa, there's someone around you, an older person, where there's been a bit of a stress, a bit of tension. Would you understand? And it's too personal. I'm not going to go into exactly what that is. But I just feel there's a need to talk openly with this person. And it just feels like there's a need to... and I don't see you at fault for this, but it just feels to me there should be sort of an apology or sort of an attitude of wanting to open up to some new understanding. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I totally understand what you're talking about, yes.
So try to work through this, all right? You'll find
yes,
it'll
I will
be worth
for sure.
It.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you just changed your hair recently, didn't you?
I did, actually, yes.
Got a new style or new, it's sort of a new look. Yeah,
it was
nice.
Last week.
Okay. Bless you. And lots of love.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye.
And that was fantastic. Oh, my goodness gracious. I love listening to the stream that you get from Spirit, too, that it's like these little tidbits of them like trying to slide in like last minute, like, wait, we got one more thing.
Yeah. I'm sure you do that, too. It works that way sometimes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's always fun to hear someone else like understanding that process and hear someone else doing it, and makes me giggle in that sense. So very, very cool. So, Anne, in just a moment, we have to take actually a break, but I wanted to ask you a quick question, actually, because one of the things that I was noticing, when you're working like over the phone, for example, with someone, are you hearing clear, like, what is your process? Are you hearing clairaudiently? Are you using kind of, are you seeing, feeling, like, what process over the phone?
I would say it's clairvoyance, but also clairsentience.
Ah, very nice.
Sensing, observing knowingness.
Absolutely.
Certainly some
clairvoyance as well.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Well, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. We need to take a quick break. And when we return, we're going to continue talking with the fantastic Reverend B. Ann Gaiman. And we're going to be taking some callers. She's an internationally known medium and clairvoyant. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
We're back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. I so appreciate you spending time with me today. As a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with Spirit daily to provide my clients with answers, insight, inspiration from their loved ones on the other side. You can always find more information about my services at reflectiveharmony.com. We have some time left for callers, so please reach out to us, 800-930-2819. I'd love for you to have an opportunity to connect in with our amazing guest today, the Reverend B. Ann Gaiman. And for those of you who might just be tuning in, Ann is an internationally known medium and clairvoyant, and you are absolutely going to want to listen to the replay of this show, which can be found on Transformation Talk Radio or in the archives on my website. And I need to give a special thank you to the wonderful Brian at WBLQ, who takes great care of my callers and provides me with lots of entertainment with his song choices. Thank you, Brian.
Anytime.
So I think our next caller, Ann, is Beth from Alexandria, Virginia. Hi, Beth.
Hey, I love you guys.
Oh, we love you, Beth. Beth, meet Ann.
You know who this is?
Oh, Beth, yes. Oh. My pink sister. How are you?
Very well. And I just wanted to say hello, and I love you both. And I'm loving the show. And,
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in, Beth.
Yeah. So I will hang up and let someone else call in, but I just wanted you to know I'm listening, and you guys are the best.
Oh, Beth, thank you. So good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Wish you were here, Beth.
Yeah, well,
I'm
there in spirit.
Okay, yep. Lots of love.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Beth. Love you. Bye-bye.
I love that. Very, very nice voice. Well, we do have another caller. So I think we have Charlene from Albany, New York. Hi, Charlene. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hi,
Charlene,
Ann.
Meet Ann.
Hello, Charlene.
Hi, Ann. I've been enjoying listening to you talk with the other people. It's very, very enlightening.
Oh, thank you for the feedback. I'm so glad you're enjoying it. I'm loving this. I feel like I'm in heaven. So thanks for your feedback. What can Ann do for you today?
Well, I was wondering if she had any insight to my grandson, Caden, who has autism, and his father, Jim, who suffers from depression, if there's anything that we can do to help either one of them.
Well, Charlene, you know, I'm not allowed to give any advice in that way, but I can tell you I believe so strongly in the power of prayer and meditation and spiritual healing. So I would encourage you to try to find in your areas a spiritual healer. There are so many spiritual healers today who are so available, and healing circles also, that I would encourage you to seek that out. And for both Caden and his father, I can't really give any medical advice. I'm not allowed to do that.
Oh, no, I was wondering also if I had any, you know, the spirits around me or any of my loved ones that have passed on.
Just a moment. Let me attune to you. Oh,
okay.
Tell me where you live again.
It's Albany, New York.
Albany, okay. Let me just, all right. Just a moment. Oh, what's going on with your shoulder? Back of your neck, your shoulder. What's going on there?
My neck. I always have a stiff neck.
Oh, I can feel that as I attune myself with you. I see I see in the spirit world a very lovely lady who stands, I would say, about medium height. She's not obese by any means, but rather heavy set as I see her. And she had had some problems with the hips and the legs. So I feel there was a little discomfort in walking, but she still kept pushing herself on and on. And I feel also that when she crossed over, that there was a heart condition with her, and would this be a grandmother? She feels very motherly-like, so I'm not sure if it could be a great aunt, but I'm going back a second generation with this. Could be a grandmother or an aunt, but as I see her, I feel that she's been gone for many years, and she just seems to be reaching back to you to give you some support and love. And she says, remember the roses. So there's something about a rose bush or roses that you would connect in your mind with her as well.
And then I also, with Caden, has Caden started some new health program just recently?
Well, he's going to be starting kindergarten in a week.
Huh? I feel that there's some type of a program for him that is going to be very helpful to him. It has to do with a particular way of learning, a particular way of communicating as well. And I see a teacher who is probably in her late 50s, early 60s on the earth plane, who's going to be working closely with him. And I feel that he's going to advance very beautifully as he goes to school.
That's what I wanted to know. And I didn't know, can he awaken from this autism, if that's even possible?
I don't think it's impossible. I think that he will advance very beautifully over the next 3 years, particularly in the program that he's going to be in educationally. I think he's going to do very well.
Oh, that's such great news, such great news.
Does he have one foot that turns in just slightly?
Yeah, he's having problems with his ankles. He has to wear, their little cast inserts into his shoes.
I can feel that with his ankles, and especially the right foot. You know, I would consider something with him with physical therapy, but also not just the legs and feet, but I would say the entire back. Maybe even something like osteopathic or chiropractic, because there's some imbalance there that is affecting him. Now, again, I have to be careful, you know, because I can't diagnose and prescribe. But that's my psychic sense, and I would follow through with that in some way. And I think that once there's something higher up in the back and hips corrected, that the feet will be okay too.
And I hate
to cut you off. Okay, chiropractic, about, and what was the other
about
one?
Out of time. I'm so sorry, Charlene. I'd love to gift you with Anne's book, The Priest and the Medium, today. I'm going to have you hold on the line, and Brian can get your contact information from you. Thank you so much for calling in.
And Charlene has just rearranged part of her house.
Thank you so much, Charlene.
Pardon?
It is so hard to believe, but we are out of time and our show is just about over. It flew by and I can't wait to connect in with all of you next week. I need to thank our amazing guest, the Reverend B. Ann Gaiman, for sharing her time and energy with us today. And thank you. You are fantastic. And I'm just so honored to have your vibration with us. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to be with you. It's been my honor, my privilege. Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to thank you all for sharing your time, energy, and vibration with me today. Thank you for tuning into The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week, we'll be talking about energy medicine and healing with the very fantastic Healing Touch practitioner, Katie Caldwell. You won't want to miss this show. Have a great week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe, and thank you for allowing me to serve spirit. Take
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.